Big Show. As local as Henry Bolte and Ray Borner. 3BA, more Ballarat.
Time to shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. And a very good morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. Now, Alex, we've got some really good subject matter to mull over this morning and shoot the breeze about, including the fact that the FDA, which is the Food and Drug Administration in the US, they've just approved a device or app, if you like, that stops nightmares. This is very interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's basically a smartwatch. And the idea behind it is that it will actually determine whether or not your sleep is being disrupted by measuring your heart rate and also your body movements. And it was inspired by a man who watched his war veteran father deal with PTSD while sleeping. And at the time, there were service dogs who could lick or nudge veterans who were moving too much in their sleep. And that was a way of dealing with the nightmares. This watch does the same thing, but a digital version. So the idea behind it is that over time, it will get an idea of regular movements and heart rates of the person that it's monitoring. And then if the sensors pick up more movement or higher heart rate, it delivers vibrations, and then it will nudge the individual, not necessarily to wake up, but push the sleeper out of the bad dream.
So can it decipher between bad dreams and good dreams? Because let me tell you, Alex, if I'm having a good dream and it nudges me out of a good dream, I'm not going to be happy, Jan.
Your heart rate's gone up or whether or not you're moving. So it doesn't seem to indicate whether or not it determines if it's a good or bad dream. But it's deemed a digital therapeutic device. It's not actually a replacement for medications or therapy.
Okay. Well, very interesting indeed. And for those who suffer through nightmares, and there are people that do on a regular basis.
I have regular dreams where I'm like going through a to-do list and I haven't finished it, and then the whole dream is me trying to find that email or the file, and like my whole dream is basically me just trying to find something.
Right.
It's really stressful.
Mine consists of falling off the edge of a cliff. I don't think your bad dream is comparable to mine.
No, it is, because it's stressful, right? Because I'm like in intense, stress and trying to find something, and I'm in a flurry. So even though it's not physical dropping off a cliff, it's emotional dropping off a cliff, PT. Don't not validate my nightmare.
I love arguing with you. It's so much fun. Hey, speaking of emotions, let's talk about Christmas. You and I both love Christmas, and according to scientific research, emotionally stable people spend more during the Christmas period.
So this was about comparing the spending habits and personality traits of people over a holiday season, and they did it with over 2 million transactions across over 2,000 participant bank accounts. And the idea behind it was to compare the purchase history with the spending behaviours with the five personality traits, so, extroversion and agreeableness and whether or not someone's neurotic and all of those things, and line it up to the Christmas season. What the study found was that people who were more emotionally stable actually spent more over the holidays, while those who were a bit more neurotic spent less, and it had a lot to do with being concerned around if I spend too much money now, will I run out of money next year, and what will happen next year? So it was this idea that it was a roadmap, basically, of what personalities can provide, an indication of being able to spend without feeling guilty.
Very interesting. Very interesting. I think I need to go out. I'm not too sure how stable I am at the moment. I might have to go and buy some more Christmas gifts.
Yeah, I have to shop more and become more. I mean, if anyone says to me, Alex, you've spent too much money this year, I'm just like more emotionally stable than you. Don't put that on me.
That's got to be the best comeback ever.
I'm just super healthy.
Yeah. Speaking of Christmas, let's wrap up with a Christmas sick joke and talk about celebrations. Of course, celebrations are chocolates that people buy at the last minute because they can't think of something to buy some from for Chrissy, so they get a box of celebrations. But apparently the celebrations advent boxes, well, some people are saying they're just a sick joke, Alex.
I mean, there are so many things to worry about during this 2020 period. Got COVID, economic upheaval, people are losing their jobs. There's also people who are incredibly concerned about the fact that their celebrations advent calendar is not adequate when it comes to its chocolate delivery. Now, what has happened was the calendar actually gives you a different chocolate, a mini chocolate for each day in the lead up to Christmas. And there are complaints, and I'm not even joking about, you know, satirical complaints, like as if, why would you really be worried about this? People are genuinely angry that some boxes have three Bounty chocolates in it. You know, the chocolate with the coconut.
Yeah, see, I understand their anger because I'm not a coconut person. Don't give me three of what I don't like celebrations.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm dead serious. I'm on the bandwagon. I'm with them. This is a very sick joke, celebrations. Three Bounty bars? You've got to be kidding me.
No, this is stupid. Buy a different chocolate. Buy a whole box of the chocolates you like. Why even risk depression of an advent chocolate box when this could happen? It's a
emotional
roller coaster.
You know what I'm going to do, Alex? I've come up with a cunning plan. Are you ready? I'm going to buy the Celebrations Advent calendar. Then I'm going to buy my favourite chocolates. I'm going to tip the ones in the calendar out and I'm going to put my favourites in it. There you go.
Well, that's proactive, you see. Like, to do that, it's not this isn't really a big deal to go to Twitter about and to get the company to apologise over.
Imagine having a Celebrations Advent box. You'd be really cheesed off if you started opening them and there were actually favourites chocolates in there.
Someone tweeted, my children have been mugged of Christmas with four bounties in a row.
Mugged. Oh, dear. Celebrations, you've got a lot to answer for, let me tell you. Alex Chelios, we'll shoot the breeze again next week, and you have a good week, won't you?
Thank you. You too.